Overseas, and the US President Donald Trump has vowed to deploy the military if violence continues across the country. And it comes as the protests continue into a seventh day. The President gave his first White House address since the uprising began before calmly walking to a damaged church nearby in defiance of swelling crowds of protesters in the Capitol. And in Minneapolis, where the unrest began, competing autopsies have found George Floyd's death at the hands of police was a homicide, but it's not that simple. They differ on the cause. Gavin Coote has the latest.
The streets around the White House became the scene of a tense standoff between protesters and authorities. Police used tear gas and flash grenades to push back crowds, clearing a path for the US President Donald Trump. He calmly walked through a public square, flanked by some of his aides and a scrambling media, to the front of St. John's Church, which was boarded up following a fire the night before. Holding up a Bible, he declared America will be greater than ever before.
Not going to take long to see what's going on. It's coming back. It'll be greater than ever before.
Just minutes beforehand, the self-described President of Law and Order gave an address from the White House to a nation on edge.
Today I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.
In the seventh day of ever-widening protests, Donald Trump was putting state and local authorities on notice. He warned if they didn't act on what he called acts of domestic terror, he would call in the US military, adding that he's already doing so in Washington.
As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property.
And he warned of serious consequences for those that continued to protest.
I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail.
Curfews have been ordered in Washington, D.C., and a number of other cities, including Minneapolis and New York, where Isabella Leyva was among thousands of demonstrators.
People should listen to black people when they talk about these things. I think that we should be uplifting the voices of black people.
In Minneapolis, where the protests began last week, the death of African-American man George Floyd has been declared a homicide by an official autopsy. A police officer knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes, and a medical examiner's report has found he died as a result of blood loss to the brain, caused by the compression while being restrained. A second private autopsy by doctors working with the Floyd family found he died of asphyxia from both the pressure on his neck and that of fellow officers who helped hold him down. Civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump spoke of the findings.
George died because he needed a breath. He needed a breath of air. So I implore you all to join his family in taking a breath for justice, taking a breath for peace, taking a breath for our country, but more importantly, taking a breath for George, since he didn't get the opportunity to take a breath.
Former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for George Floyd's funeral and memorial services, which the family has accepted. The funeral will be held in his hometown of Houston next Tuesday.
Gavin Coote.